Well, good morning and welcome. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this brief call on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I hope you had a wonderful time with family and friends and had a great chance to enjoy food and fellowship, but also to have a chance to reflect on just all of the things that we are grateful for. I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in day-to-day life and not remember all the things that we are grateful for. And one of the many things that I'm very grateful for is for each and every one of you as a part of our organization and just for the folks that I have in my life. I feel just enormously blessed to be partnered with you, to call you guys friends, and to be working with you all to help you reach your dreams. It's just a huge blessing and a huge honor. So I hope that as you've had time over the holiday weekend here to reflect on just fun, friendship, fellowship, the things that you're grateful for, but you've also had a chance to really think about where you want your business to end up at the end of this year. I had a unique opportunity to go to the GoPro event, the Eric Worre event out in Las Vegas last weekend. And what I thought I would do is just sort of recap a little bit about the event and give you an opportunity to understand a little bit more about what the event entails. They've got an event next year, and I just would really recommend that everybody consider going. You know, I've talked before on these calls about the importance of going to our Shackley Global Conferences, and that's first and foremost. Every single August, we have a big Shackley Global Conference, and that is something that I would never miss, and I would encourage all of you to never miss it as well. Obviously, you're a part of Shackley. It's important to know about our products. It's important to know about the opportunity to hear from our chairman and CEO, to hear from the scientists, and to be with the entire team. And so we'll be in Vegas in August, and I hope that each and every one of you is at that event as well. Shackley is actually capping our global conference this year, so just remember that, and you want to get your tickets as soon as possible. There are a couple of $99 tickets still around. I know I bought a 10-pack, and I think I have one or two. I'm actually not in front of that information right now, but I think I have one or two $99 tickets left. So if you have someone on your team that needs a $99 ticket, please reach out and let's get that booked. We want to make sure that everybody who wants to be at our global conference is there. But the second thing that's extremely important in this industry is to really understand the industry. We're in the network marketing industry. It's also called multi-level marketing. It's called social marketing. There's a lot of different words used to describe what we do. Even word-of-mouth marketing, you'll hear people say. But what's really important is to truly understand our industry and to understand the professionalism of the industry, to understand how to go out and present yourself as a business professional in this industry and to truly have success. And when you go to a GoPro event, what you have the opportunity to do is to network with thousands and thousands. There were over 11,000 people at this event in Vegas last weekend. And it really was a fabulous opportunity to meet those people, to mingle with them, but also to hear from the speakers on the stage who are earning seven-figure incomes. Some of them are earning six-figure incomes, so it wasn't all seven-figure income earners. But it really helps to elevate your game and to elevate your thinking, which I think, you know, a couple of folks asked me questions on Facebook and they said, you know, what was your biggest takeaway? And I think my biggest takeaway was that we're all thinking way too small, way too small. But what I thought I would do is just go through a couple of the different speakers and give you a couple of nuggets. It isn't anything that I haven't said before, that Tony and Debbie haven't said before, that Becky and Chris Cash haven't said before. All the master coordinators in our organization have definitely been saying these things. I mean, you've gone to global conferences or listened to other conference calls. You've heard other masters and senior masters and presidential masters talk about these things. But it's just interesting to hear it sometimes with a different voice from a different person from a different company saying almost the exact same thing. So one of the big things that we shared on the stage over and over and over again was the fact that Shackleyizing, well, maybe it is Shackleyizing, obviously, they talked about really entrenching yourself in your company's products and in your company's business model and really understanding the company and who they are and what they stand for. And so in Shackley, we call that Shackleyizing. And so I wrote that down in my notes, and I thought that was kind of an interesting thing because we talk about Shackleyizing all the time. But really, if you were going to, let's say, sell Xerox printers, you'd have to know those printers backwards and forwards. You'd have to take the time to really dive in and really learn about the printer. Well, in Shackley, sometimes people use one or two products, and they go out and start to build a business, but they don't really understand the product. But the second piece that most people don't take the time to really understand and learn is about our business model and really how you earn income in our business model. You know, there's six different ways that we earn income. Do you know those six different ways? Can you talk to people about it? Can you explain it? Do you completely understand it? And I find that if you don't really understand the business model, you're not going to talk about the business. If you don't really understand the products, you're not going to talk about the products that you don't understand, at least. So if you're only using Vitalizer, that's probably all you're going to talk about. Or if you're only using Basic H, that's probably all you're going to talk about. which is why it's important to Shackleyize, to use all of our products to really entrench yourself in the products, but also to, on the flip side, really learn the business model and how you earn income. Do you know what it means to be a qualified distributor? Do you understand the preferred memberships? Do you understand how every time you get to three and how you earn those extra bonuses, the success bonuses? Do you understand Fast Track? Do you understand the leadership bonuses? You know, all of those pieces layered on really help you gain confidence in this business, but it helps you to gain confidence to go out and share it with other people. Thinking like an entrepreneur was another theme that came across from all of the different speakers. Are you thinking like an entrepreneur, or are you thinking like an employee? You know, do you expect to get a paycheck? Do you expect somebody else to tell you what to do, or are you going out there and making it happen? And I thought this was a really good conversation, because so often I get, you know, messages from people, well, you know, when is the company going to do this? When's the company going to do that? And really, we're entrepreneurs. We own our own businesses. It's not up to the company to create a presentation for us, or to create a video for us, or to do a special or a sale. All of those things are within our power to do. We can do any one of those things ourselves. And as an entrepreneur, you would do those things. And, you know, the speakers that they had on the stage at GoPro were people who were had really grown enormous businesses. They had truly made this their profession, their career, and they had gone whole hog, is what I kind of say. That's probably kind of a goofy phrase and probably a Southern phrase, but, you know, they jumped in with both feet, and they really made this a successful business for themselves. Well, the reason they did that was because they didn't wait for anybody to do something for them. They took charge of their business. They were entrepreneurs, and they really didn't look to anybody else to create their success. They did their success themselves. So if you feel like sometimes that you're saying, well, gosh, I wish my upline would do this, or I wish the company would do that, or I wish this was available, or, you know, all the things that we start, you're poking at and picking at, that's not entrepreneurial thinking. That's employee thinking. And if you really want to be successful in this business, if you really want to earn the incomes that you would like to earn, then it's going to be critical for you to go out there and treat it like a business and to think like an entrepreneur. It's also important when you are working with business partners, and this is another thing that came up, is to help people have proper expectations. And this was really a powerful conversation that a number of the different speakers talked about, is, you know, that sometimes people come into this business and they're expecting to get rich quick. And maybe you were expecting that. Maybe you've got people on your team that were expecting it. And everybody across the board talked about a 3 to 5 year commitment. 3 solid, consistent years of working the business hard, and they didn't say the word hard, but they used words like consistently, aggressively, full time. You know, they were using all these words that indicate that you were really putting your full effort in building the business for 3 years. And at that point, at the 3 year mark, you should be fully invested, and you should start really seeing rewards at that point. And they didn't say you'd see rewards at the 1 year mark or the 2 year mark. They were saying you're really going to see the rewards at the 3 year mark. But when you've been for 5 years, that's when you start to build something of significance, where you're going to have something that's going to really take you down a path that you won't ever be able to walk away from, because it'll be such an enormous income and this powerful, powerful business that you will have built. So I thought to myself, you know, we don't talk enough about that it is a commitment. When I got into Shackley, I heard 5 to 7 years. And so, you know, that's, I just sort of put my blinders on, and it took me 7 years to get to Master Coordinator. Now, I think that with what we have in place now, and a lot of the tools and a lot of the system that we have in place, the products that we have, I think we could do it a lot faster, especially with youth. My goodness, you know, all these people who are really wanting natural skincare, and we've got this amazing natural skincare line. You could totally do it with these products, and go out there and get, you know, other salons and get estheticians and people who are really focused on skincare. You could help, you know, build a business there. You could build an entire business on the sports nutrition products. You could build an entire business on the Nutriferon products. But I think we've got products now where you could get to master much faster than what it took me. We've got people on the team who've done it faster. You know, Tony and Debbie Underwood did it faster. And so, how quickly you want to reach those top ranks is dependent upon the effort that you put in. It's not going to happen if you're doing, part-time effort. It's not going to happen if you're putting in a little bit of time now and then you back off, and then you put in a little time and you back off. There's this consistency of effort. There's this level of commitment to your business. And so that proper expectations is important for you to have the proper expectations, but for us to really share that with our team and to make sure that our newer people expect that. One of the speakers talked about, after you've been in the business the first year, at the end of the first year, the only goal should be to actually get your products paid for and to have enough money to go to your global conference. And I thought, wow, that's, at first in my mind, I thought that's a low expectation. And then I thought, well, gosh, if we had people, if that was the only expectation that people had, we would probably far surpass that in all situations. And then if you far surpass that in all situations, then people are happy. They're excited. Whereas if people come in and they think they're going to be making $10,000 a month in the first 6 months, and they're not making $10,000 a month in the first 6 months, they're disappointed. They're discouraged. And they tend to step out of the business. So I thought those were some really powerful concepts. Now, I just want to explain a little bit about how the agenda worked, because I, not that I'm trying to sell this event by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a really powerful event, and I think it's something that every single person in the organization should go to at least once. I think, personally, I've put it on my calendar to go every single year now. I would love to go to both of the events that the GoPro folks put on. They put on a women's event, a six-figure income earner women's event in April, and unfortunately, this year it overlaps with the Cabo trip, and so since I'll be in Cabo, I won't be able to go to that event. And then in November, they have the GoPro Recruiting Mastery event, which is what I just went to. And so I've already bought tickets for that event. But they have a Thursday evening event. They had an all-day Friday, all-day Saturday. And it really was packed with really, really solid content. Some of the speakers that you might have heard of, they had Brendon Burchard, Tony Robbins, Pitbull was there. And a lot of people have asked me, did Pitbull have anything of significance to share? And he really did. He talked about being an entrepreneur. He talked about his rags-to-riches story, which I didn't actually know some of the hardships that he went through to get where he is. He talked about how every time he comes out with a song, that his goal is to beat that song and do better and to constantly improve and to stay humble. It's just some things that I didn't know about him, things I didn't expect from him, but it was really he was right in line with the conversation, what was being taught. From a network marketing perspective, there was Gloria Mayfield Banks, Whitney Husband, Tom and Denise Chenault, Brian Carruthers, Tiffany Malott, Tim Sales, Jordan Adler. These were some people that you've probably heard of before. If you haven't heard, Tim Sales did the Brilliant Compensation video years and years ago, and he just gave great, great detailed content. It was full of meat. I'm one of those people, if you haven't figured out before, I don't do a whole lot of fluff. I do mainly meat. There were people that were on the stage that were inspiring. There were people that were motivating, and there were people that delivered meat. Every speaker you get nuggets from, and I've said that many times before, it doesn't matter if you love the speaker, hate the speaker, you can always get a nugget from them. And I did. I have pages and pages and pages of notes. They did an influencers panel. They did a social media panel. They did a most powerful women panel. They talked about the 7 skills to really learn and develop in this business to grow a strong business. They talked about creating your story. And the sooner you have a story to share, the easier it is to go out there and build your business. So it was just a really powerful concept, powerful weekend, powerful event. And I can't stress enough, I would just encourage you, if you'd like to go to the event, the next event is December 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's actually in the middle of the week. It's going to be at the MGM Grand out in Vegas. There's a couple of us that bought some 10-packs, and so I think Kirsten McKittrick and myself, we did buy 10-packs. They're pretty close to being sold out, so if you want a ticket, you just need to let us know soon. I don't know exactly how many tickets Kirsten has, and I don't know. I think I have 2 tickets left. But we got them for $347 a ticket when, if you go online right now to buy them, they're $750 a ticket. So it's really a fabulous deal to get that lower price. And we bought those 10 packs so that we could get those lower prices for the team. So if you're interested in going, I would encourage you to do so. As we wrap up this month of November, I know we're not quite to the end here, but as we wrap up the month of November, I want you to be thinking about where you're investing in your personal development for next year. Obviously going to the Shackley Global Conference. There will be leadership summits in January. On January 20th, I have an event in Chicago, and Tony and Debbie Underwood have an event down in Orlando. So there's events for you to attend, depending on where you live in the country. There's still people doing LYL events. I know Shackley's going to have a couple of different things coming out in the spring. We've got the Cabo trip coming up, so I'm not sure how many of you have run to the finish line for that trip. Hopefully we've got lots and lots of folks from the team on that trip. And if you didn't earn that trip, hopefully you're prepping and planning for the next trip, because you will not want to miss it. I was just on a planning call with the NEC recently, and so I know where it is, and it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous trip. But there's just, as you get to the end of the year, there's all this time for reflection. Obviously, there's lots of fun time and family time. But I hope you take a little bit of time for reflection on your business and to think through where you want your business to be next year. What are you doing to tweak and change what you did this year to roll it into next year into a powerful, powerful growth year for yourself? Putting yourself in situations where you can learn as much as possible is really important. And so the GoPro event, the Shackley conferences, as many events as you can go to, reading as many books as you can read, you're really putting personal development up there at the top of the list for growth is important. And that's what I would just like you to think about as we roll into the end of November here is where are you investing in yourself as we roll into 2018? So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. Decided to do a recorded call instead of a live call so that you could listen to this whenever you chose to over this holiday weekend. But I hope you have a fabulous weekend, and we will be here same time, same place next week. Have a fabulous rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, everybody, and have a great Shackley week. Goodbye now.